Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're preparing our hearts for, preparing our hearts for Advent season and for Christmas and Emmanuel, God with us, the incarnation, the astounding beauty of all of that. And so in doing so, I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38, and we're in the story of Elizabeth just becoming pregnant. It says this: "Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man whose name was Joseph of David's house. The virgin's name was Mary. Having come in, the angel said to her, 'Rejoice, you highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.' But when she saw him, she was greatly troubled at the saying and considered what kind of salutation this might be. The angel said to her, 'Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and give birth to a son and shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his father Jacob, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. There will be no end to his kingdom.' Mary said to the angel, 'How can this be, seeing I am a virgin?' The angel answered him, 'The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is born from you will be called the Son of God. Behold, Elizabeth, your relative, also has conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who is called barren. For nothing spoken by God is impossible.' Mary said, 'Behold, the servant of the Lord, let it be done to me according to your word.' Then the angel departed from her." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this story. It's so upside down, crazy, amazing, and I'm so thankful for it, because if there was not this story, then there would not be you. There would not be death and resurrection and a new way and a new kingdom. All of these things are so beautiful and important, but they started with a young girl who's a virgin, probably terrified, who says, "Behold, the servant of the Lord, let it be done to me according to your word." And so, Lord, I pray about that obedience today for all of us. Would you search our hearts today? And would you show us if there's crooked ways in us or things that we need to repent of? I know that I've been kind of absorbed by the details of life and absorbed by just all of the tasks that need to be done between now and then. And in that busyness, Lord, I have forsaken you. I have not spent enough time with you. I have not worshiped you enough. So please forgive me. And Lord, let it be that we can say, "Let it be done to us according to your word." Lord, whatever you have for us, we surrender to you. And even though it might be a difficult path, no doubt it was a terribly difficult path for Mary, because she would give birth to someone who would die for the nation of Israel and for me and for everybody. But she would watch her child die on a cross. This was not going to be an easy job. She would watch him mature and move away from her. And this was a difficult assignment, but it was necessary. And so, Lord, help us to understand that some of the assignments that you send our way have suffering laced inside of them. They're difficult assignments, but you are so very good. And you are going to be doing miraculous things in the midst of them. So help us to say, "Let it be done to me according to your word, Lord Jesus." Lord, I also thank you for taking note of someone who was faithful to you that no one really knew about. She was living in this obscure place in the middle of nowhere, and yet she was chosen. And I think that's a metaphor for all of us, where when we look back on our lives, we see the obscurity of our lives or feeling misunderstood or broken or outcasted on the outside. And yet you looked from heaven and decided to save us, to rescue us from ourselves, to rescue us from our circumstance. And just as you did with Mary, you did some amazing things. And so we just want to live in that space right now of gratitude for what you've done and what you will do. Lord, as I prayed earlier, I pray that you would give us that space, or that we would be disciplined enough to take moments out of our day to really reflect on what it means to have Emmanuel, God with us, what it means to worship the God of the incarnation who left the pristine beauty of heaven to dwell with us and to understand what it's like to live on this crazy earth. So Lord, give us those spaces, I pray, and help us to worship you in new ways this season. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can leave a little review on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or Alexa. It's an Alexa skill. In case you have an Alexa, you can have it be delivered to you that way. This just helps more people to find the podcast. And thanks in advance for doing that. I really appreciate it.